Colitto Castelli, granddaughter of Sebastián de Romero Radigales, Righteous Among the Nations from Spain. We are very glad that you decided to come here. It's a most moving moment. We have corresponded a lot, and it's wonderful that you have finally come here. Mr. Isaac Revach, Holocaust survivor, who was the engine behind this recognition. It's wonderful, Isaac. Baruch haba. Bienvenue. We have here today Mrs. Perla Chazan, director of the Latin American desk of Yad Vashem, Mrs. Inbal Kiviti Bendov, head of the Division of Commemoration and Public Relations, other colleagues from Yad Vashem, Holocaust survivors, family friends of the Righteous family and the Survivor family, and members of the Commission for the Designation of the Righteous Among the Nations, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. This is a very international coming together. We have here people from Israel, of course, but also from Spain, from Italy, from France. And I think this symbolizes very much the place we are in, a place of international encounter. On behalf of Avner Shalev, chairman of the Yad Vashem Directorate, who sends his regrets, he unfortunately couldn't attend, I welcome you all to this ceremony. We are gathered here in the Garden of the Righteous Among the Nations on Har HaZikaron, Jerusalem, to award the Medal and Certificate of Honor of Righteous Among the Nations to the late Sebastián de Romero Radigales of Spain, who took enormous risks to save Jews during the Holocaust. The Medal and Certificate of Honor will be received on his behalf by his granddaughter, Mrs. Elena Colitto Castelli, who has come here. Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Martyrs and Heroes Remembrance Authority, functions according to the Yad Vashem law of the Knesset, which stipulates its duty to gather all information about the Holocaust, to commemorate, document, preserve, research, and educate. According to this law, Yad Vashem is obligated to pay tribute to the deeds of those non-Jews who risked their lives or took greatly risks to save Jews during the Holocaust. It is my great privilege to be the director of the Department of the Righteous Among the Nations, and with our staff and the commission members who join me in this very important mission, we are doing everything in order to research the cases and pay tribute to the rescuers. The Commission for the Designation of the Righteous is headed by a Supreme Court justice and has been functioning here since 1963. It is the highest, the Righteous Among the Nations is the highest title, honor, the State of Israel bestows on non-Jews in the name of the state and of the Jewish people. To date, Yad Vashem recognized almost 26,000 Righteous Among the Nations, among them seven from Spain. The last one is the one we are honoring today. And now to the rescue story. Per Anger was a diplomat, a Swedish diplomat, in Hungary in 1944. Many years later, he described how he was facing an unprecedented situation, and that there was nothing in his book of instructions that told him and his fellow diplomats what to do. Most diplomats continue to do what they were told to do, what their function was. Only very few, among them your grandfather, decided that extraordinary circumstances required extraordinary deeds. So, Sebastián de Romero Radigales arrived in Athens in 1943. He was the newly appointed head of the Spanish diplomatic delegation in Athens. And when he arrived, it was shortly after the deportations from Thessaloniki, from Salonika, began. And within 5 months, 48,000 Jews were deported to their death in the extermination camps. And the thriving community of Salonika, which had existed since Hellenistic times, was almost totally wiped out. The Germans had agreed, for their pragmatic reasons, to exempt people of neutral countries or some other countries from the deportations. Unfortunately, the Jews with Spanish citizenship were faced with the reluctance of the Spanish government to permit them to be repatriated and thus be saved from the fate of their brothers and sisters. Professor Chaim Avni, who honors us here today, has written a seminal research about Spain and the Holocaust, and we, of course, used his research very much when working on this case. So this was the situation Radigales met when he arrived in Athens. But he would not accept it. He could have very well have said, there's nothing I can do. I feel very sorry for the poor Jews, but I have my instructions. There's nothing I can do. But no, he decided to act. And so he wrote to his foreign minister, and after thanking him for his new appointment, he said he was now working to arrange the repatriation of 510 Jews from Salonika who had Spanish citizenship. His attempts were met by refusal, and in fact, he was the instruction the foreign minister issued was for Radigales to maintain, and this is a quote, to maintain a passive approach and to avoid any personal initiative. I think these are very clear words, but no, Radigales continued relentlessly. And thus, among other things, due to his negotiations, a group of 367 Jews with Spanish citizens were sent on August 13, 1943, not to the extermination camps, but to Bergen-Belsen. And we have here Isaac, who is one of those who were sent to Bergen-Belsen. Yehuda Saporta, Shalom. Ani smecha shebata. Their travel, and eventually this group was liberated from the camp, and Isaac, I'm sure you'll tell us about that, and sent to Spanish Morocco. Their travel documents bore Radigales' signature. And Isaac Revach did not, as I said before, forget the kindness, the goodness of his rescuer, and therefore worked relentlessly to have him recognized. In the report for the Commission of the Designation of the Righteous, the report says that Radigales did everything in his power to help the Jews also in Athens. He intervened with the German authorities to have Jews released from the detention camp, assisted those who went into hiding, safeguarded belongings of arrested Jews to ensure that they would be returned to their owners or their heirs after the war. All these actions concluded the Commission for the Designation of the Righteous were above and beyond his duty and often against his government's explicit policies. Therefore, on 22nd February 2014, Yad Vashem recognized Sebastián de Romero Radigales as righteous among the nations. I am now very honored to invite Professor Sergio Della Pergola and Dr. Ehud Leb to join me here and present the certificate and of honor and medal to Mrs. Elena Colito Castelli, who will receive it on behalf of her grandfather. Please, Elena. And I just want to add that it was Professor Della Pergola who reviewed the case, presented it to the...
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Thank you, lady, my little share. Thank you so much.
Elena, Mrs. Elena Colito Castelli will now deliver her address. Please.
Dear all, especially in this happy moment in which we celebrate the recognition of my grandfather Sebastián de Romero Radigales as writers among the nations, I can't forget the dark and tragic period of history in which millions of innocent Jews have been persecuted and killed. I have received the news regarding my grandfather a few months ago with great gratitude and emotion. My grandfather would have been greatly honored to obtain this title. I really want to thank you so much, Mrs. Irena Steinfeld, for her long and patient engagement in the dossier of Radicales, and I'm really thankful to the Commission of Yad Vashem for this decision. I know very well that it is not easy to obtain this prestigious title. Very many thanks to the Ambassador of Spain, His Excellency Mr. Fernando Carderera Soler, and to his wife for their presence at the ceremony. I am also grateful to the International Raoul Wallenberg Foundation, who submitted the dossier of my grandfather to the attention of Yad Vashem for his recognition as writers, and who spent a lot of work and time to obtain such a splendid result. I still remember my first contact with Mr. Danny Reiner some years ago, who, from time to time, updated me about the progress of the dossier. I don't see where is Danny. He's not. Oh, okay. Very many thanks also to Professor Avni for his distinguished opinion in the dossier and for his commitment for the recognitions of the writers as an example for everybody, especially for the new generations. I know also that Centro Sefarad Israel spent a lot of energy executing a detailed research into the archives of the Spanish Ministry of Foreign Affairs regarding the action of my grandfather in favor of the Jews of Greece. Thank you so much to his general director, Mr. Miguel De Lucas, to Mrs. Jessica San Roman, and to Mrs. Esther Bendahan for her kind presence today. Furthermore, I want to thank Dr. Isaac Rever for his testimony in favor of my grandfather. Dear Isaac, I want to express you again my unlimited gratitude for the way in which you have led this difficult run until the final positive conclusion. You do not have given only a precious testimony, a careful and persevering concern, but much more. It has been a question of a personal sharing of our desire and aspirations. There are miracles that only a real friendship can do. Thank you so much to your very special wife, Judith, who has always encouraged you to deal with the recognition of my grandfather as writers righteous among the nations. Now let me tell you a few words regarding my family memory. I knew very well my grandparents because every year I used to go with my parents to their house in Madrid before the beginning of the schools. I have always considered my grandfather a very cultured and generous person, also very gentle and kind. He had been educated not to show his feelings, but the feelings ruled his actions. My grandfather never told me what he did for the rescue of Jews of Greece during World War II. His silence derived from a natural sense of restraint and of discretion. He never considered himself a brave man or a hero. He felt that it was just accomplishing his mission at the service of human being, without distinctions of race or religion. With the development of the dramatic situation in Greece, he had then a strong personal involvement in the attempt to protect endangered Jews. What I knew about the action of rescue of my grandfather was through the stories of my mother. She told me that her father was a good and brave man who saved many Jews from the Nazi persecution, also with the help of my grandmother. She told me that to save this person, he acted in contrast with the order of his government. In many occasions, he felt alone, but he never abandoned his mission, supported by the deep religious faith. She told me that in Athens, he helped many Jews to hide, and he gave them false passports to protect them. At the end of the war, Radicales asked to have back this false passport, but the people who had received them were so frightened by what happened in the past that refused to return them. She also told me that in Athens he could not avoid the deportation of another group of Jews. Despite his several desperate attempts to protect them. In this occasion, he went with my grandmother in a camp near Athens. Now I know that the camp was Haidari. Under the pretext of saying goodbye to the deportees, my grandmother asked to the women to give her their jewels. These jewels were then kept by my grandfather and stored in a bank. Fortunately, this group returned in Greece, and at the end of the war, the ladies regained possession of their jewels. It was known that the SS used to steal the prisoners of their properties with great cruelty. Radicales also preserved and administered the shop and the goods of this group. Unfortunately, my mother died in November 2007, but I have the belief that she has left me a precious gift. 10 days after her death, the Spanish Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Spain invited me to a ceremony in Athens, organized by the Prefecture of Athens for the Remembrance Day of Jewish Greek Martyrs and Heroes of the Holocaust. During this ceremony, the Central Board of the Jewish Community of Greece wished to give me a plate in recognition of the assistance provided by the Spanish consul Sebastián de Romero Radicales to Jews of Greece in order to save them from deportation during the Nazi occupation. The ceremony took place on February 4, 2008. I learned horrified that in Thessaloniki around 20% of the inhabitants were Jews, and that nearly all had been exterminated in the concentration camps. Among the few who were saved, there were Spanish and Italian Jews. A first plate was delivered in memory of the Italian consul Guelfo Zamboni. The second plate was delivered to me by a very beautiful and determined lady, Mrs. Lola Acid Francis, who read a testimony in favor of my grandfathers. I was astonished and very emotional. She was saying exactly what my mother told me in the past. All the people in the consulate, from the consul and his wife to the last employee, tried to help in every way, not only the Spanish Jews, but also Greek Jews. They gave false passports to protect them, she said. Then she told the story of the camp of Aidari exactly as my mother has referred to me. She was in this camp, this lady, and she was 4 years old. In this occasion, I met for the first time Professor Matilde Morsiglio, who wrote a book very well documented regarding the action of radicales during World War II in favor of the Jews of Greece. When I came back to Rome, I read with great interest the book of Matilde, and I discovered many details regarding the concerns of my grandfather and the opposition of his government to his action of rescue. After all this event, my desire was to refer to an Italian public the terrible story of the Jews of Greece and the action of rescue in their favor by the Italian consul Zamboni and the Spanish consul Radigales. On January 26, 2011, at the House of Memory and History in Rome, the Catholic University LUMSA and the Tincani Association, this is the name of the nun who funded the university, organized the meeting Family Memory and Collective Memory in defense of the Jews of Greece during the Shoah. Among the speakers, there was Matilde Morsiglio, who spoke about radicales, the Italian professor Giampaolo Malgeri, who spoke about the Italian consul Guelfo Zamboni, and myself with my testimony. While we were preparing the meeting, Matilde Morsiglio and I sent a questionnaire to Mrs. Lola Lacid that I met in Athens regarding the period of Nazi occupation on Greece, asking her to send it to other survivors. She sent it to Mrs. Nina Benrubi in Thessaloniki. Nina sent it to his cousin, Isaac, in Paris. And this is the way in which I got in contact with this extraordinary person. Then I had another dream. This dream has been realized today, thanks to all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for this very moment, for sharing your family memory and for telling us your story of discovery. And you have mentioned Isaac Revach, who is here, and you're right, extraordinary person. And Isaac, I think your relentless activity on behalf of Radigales symbolizes very much what I believe most Holocaust survivors teach us. You teach us about resilience. And it was Holocaust survivors, in fact, who pushed forward to create this title of Righteous Among the Nations.
They were the driving force, no doubt. They are the driving force behind this honor that is being given today here to Radigales, but to many others, was given to many others. And I think you teach us also that despite everything you have experienced, the terrible horrors of the Holocaust, the disappearance of your families, the suffering, nevertheless, you have reaffirmed life. You have not sunk into revenge and into bitterness. You have channeled it into positive energies, which bring us here today. So, Isaac, please.
I'm happy today to be here in front of a large number of personalities, a number of persons of Elena's family and of my family, and also a few friends. As this has already been said, my name is Isaac Reva. I'm the son of Beniko Reva and Suzanne Aruch, and my sister Lela Sadai, who is here, was also born in Salonika in 1939. I was born in Salonika in 1934. The family of my father had the Spanish nationality since the beginning of the 20th century, well before the decree of Primo de Rivera, the dictator of Alphonse XIII, who in December 1924, proposed to the Jews of the Balkans to recover what is called then Spanish nationality. But my father and his family had it since the beginning of the 20th century. I am present today in front of you to celebrate this very important ceremony with, in particular, my sister Lela, with my cousins Edna, Rina, Gila and Ronit, and also with Mr. Yehuda Saporta. And if it's possible for us to be here today, it is thanks to Sebastián de Romero Radigales, named in April 1943 General Consul of Spain in Athens. At that time, Solomon Ezrati, husband of Rachel Ezrati, a cousin of my father, Solomon was the Vice Consul of Spain in Salonika, so that he was a very close collaborator of Radigales. And it is from Solomon and Rachel that I received later a great number of information concerning the situation of the Jews of Spanish nationality in Salonika during the German occupation, and also on the actions of Radigales for safeguarding of this community. Indeed, this diplomat was of an exceptional courage. He was the direct witness of the persecution of the Jews of Greece. He decided not to remain passive in front of the Nazi barbarism. He acted on his own initiative and against the instructions and the orders of the authorities, of his authorities, who prohibited him to intervene in favor of the Jews of Salonika and Athens. Those Jews were of Spanish nationality. Radigales had a career which was compromised and he was never promoted. As of his arrival in Athens, Sebastián de Romero Radigales became aware of the gravity of the risk incurred by this group of Spanish Jews, 520 Spanish Jews. He acts without instructions of his authorities with a double objective: to negotiate without respite with the Germans so that they agree not to deport this group, and later, when the Germans deported us, to liberate us from Bergen-Belsen, and also to convince his authorities in Madrid to deliver to the Spanish nationals the visas necessary for their repatriation. In his interventions, Radigales went well beyond what a consul is authorized to do. He thus succeeded in saving 600 Jews in majority Spanish of Spanish nationality, of which a group of 367 Jews of Salonica, Spanish Jews, to which we belonged with my family, and also 80 Jews, Spanish or Greek nationalities from Athens. Moreover, in spite of the opposition of the Germans, he was able to make flee on board of an Italian military train a group of 150 Spanish Jews of Salonica, of Spanish nationality, to Athens. And those Jews felt at that moment that they were lucky, since Athens was occupied by the Italians, and that they were more tolerant with regard to the Jews. This was not really the truth, because in September 43, when Italy came out of the war, the Germans occupied Athens and deported those Spanish Jews in Bergen-Belsen also in April 1944. Radigales faces a paradoxical situation. The Germans ask Spain to repatriate these Jews of Salonica and threats the Spanish government to deport them into an extermination camp in Poland if they are not repatriated in Spain. Between January and November 43, Spain did not give a real support to its nationals. It showed hesitation and was opposed officially to this repatriation because, says Jordana, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Spain, Spain was unable to integrate such a great number of them. Faced with this, with such hesitations, the Germans decide, as they say, to deport in August 43 the 367 Spanish Jews of Salonica to Bergen-Belsen in order to give to Spain additional time for consideration and allowing to take the decision to repatriate this group. This was said in an official diplomatic telegram. At the end of this test period, these 2 months, the Germans would deport us into a camp in Poland. Finally, thanks to the action of the consul in November 43, after 6 months of stay in Bergen-Belsen, the consul convinced his authorities to ask formally Germany to repatriate us from Bergen-Belsen, and we were released from Bergen-Belsen in February 1944 after 6 months of deportation. To act and save someone is a multiform action, and it results of a series of interventions. The consul Sebastián de Romero Radigales tried every possible means. He never gave up, in spite of the blames of his authorities in Madrid that reproached him to intervene to save our group. He played a central role in our release. Without him, without the diplomatic protection he granted to us, our lives would not have been preserved. To be liberated by the Germans during the war of a concentration camp is an exceptional occurrence. It became a reality for a group of 367 Spanish Jews of Saloniki, thanks to Sebastián de Romero Radigales, a being of an exceptional humanity and courage, and who showed solidarity with the persecuted Jews, and who finally convinced his authorities to repatriate us. Sebastián de Romero Radigales, Consul General from Spain in Athens during the Second World War, was named Righteous Among the Nations on February 2014 by Yad Vashem. Just let me give you a few informations on the way I prepared the different documents which were needed in this action. It was in 2008, after the ceremony which was organized in Athens by the official structure of the municipality of Athens, by the Jewish community of Greece, and by the embassy of Spain, in order to pay tribute to Radigales in Athens. It was at the end of this year that I met for the first time Elena Colito Castelli, granddaughter of Radigales. We had then a large number, because we never met before, we had then a large number of exchanges by electronic mails and telephone calls examining the procedures and rule of Yad Vashem for the nomination of writers. This was in 2008. During this period, I admired much her qualities of analysis and also and especially her clear vision of the possible solutions for reaching the goal of having Radigales named writers among the nations. She and we never met. We met only last year, physically. She also introduced me by electronic mail to Dani Reiner, head of the Israeli representation of the International Raoul Wallenberg Foundation, who is here. Dani helped me a lot and encouraged me to write a testimony on our deportation from Salonika to Bergen-Belsen and on the actions and diplomatic steps of Sebastián de Romero Radigales to make us release. My testimony was sent to Yad Vashem on June 13, 2010, after the bar mitzvah of my grandson, and was included in the dossier presented to Yad Vashem by the International Raoul Wallenberg Foundation, which was presented on 14th May 2010, a few months before my testimony was sent, and proposing then Radigales for the title of writers. Between December 2010 and January 2013, I entirely devoted myself to the elaboration of various complementary documents concerning Radigales. I undertook this task by mobilizing all my forces and with a major feeling of accomplishing my duty. I received during this period the constant support and assistance of Elena Colito, I should say aid of Elena Colito. Dani Reiner also helped me much and offered me his competence concerning the methods of requesting the title of writers. The Centro Sefarad Israel, its former director general, Alvaro Albacete, its current director of the Centro, Miguel De Lucas, present here, and also Jessica San Roman, played an important role and gave me a precious help for obtaining very important documents I needed for my testimony, for my complementary documents, and she obtained it by making someone work 6 months on this task, these documents from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Spain. It was a collection of diplomatic telegrams exchanged between Radigales and Jordana, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. I owe also my thanks to Irena Steinfeld, director of the Writers' Department at Yad Vashem, for her very useful advices and explanation on the procedures for requests of the titles of writers. Finally, with a great respect, I thank also Professor Chaim Avni, from whom I had a very knowledgeable analysis of the last document I wrote on Sebastián de Romero Radigales, document which explained, based on the telegrams I have received, that Radigales has acted constantly without the authorization of his authorities. When I was informed that Yad Vashem recognized Sebastián de Romero Radigales as writers among the nations, I felt an enormous satisfaction and the feeling of having fulfilled my duty towards a diplomat who did not remain passive, confronted to human suffering. Thank you.
Toda rabba. Merci. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I now have the great pleasure of inviting Mrs. Perla Chazan, who is the director of the Latin American desk at Yad Vashem, my dear colleague, to come here and address us. She will do so in Spanish. Perlita.
Primeramente, es un honor que me hayan dicho de que hable en español, el idioma, la lengua natal de nuestro querido Salvador, porque no hay otro calificativo más grande que ser Salvador. Señor Fernando Cardedera Soler, embajador de España en Israel, y permítame decirle que es el embajador que más ha visitado Yad Vashem, y ahora lo que le espera. Señora Victoria de Diego Vallejo, esposa de nuestro querido embajador, y es propicia la oportunidad para darle las gracias por la magnífica anfitriona que eres. Estar en vuestro hogar es sentirnos en España, en sentirnos en nuestra propia casa. Señora Elena Colito Castelli, nieta de don Sebastián Romero Radigales. ¿Qué nombre más bello tiene Elena? Según la mitología griega también, bella. Desde siempre y hoy formalmente, don Sebastián Romero Radigales es justo de las naciones. Don Isaac Rebach, superviviente de la Shoah. Y no hay casualidades, querido amigo Rebach. Quiero decirles que mi esposo es griego de Salónica y cuando tuvo que emigrar a Venezuela, el tío de nuestro querido Isaac Rebach fue el que le dio la visa, habiendo sido él cónsul en Salónica, a mi esposo, que es también sobreviviente. Particularmente, llevo 50 años casada con un sobreviviente y hoy tengo la oportunidad, querido Rebach, ya que no he podido dársela a Jacques, dártela a ti por ese hecho de haberlo podido conocer a él en Venezuela. Toda rabba. Merci beaucoup. Y por supuesto, ¿cómo no decir y dar la bienvenida a nuestro centro Sefarad, a nuestro gran amigo Miguel de Lucas y a nuestra querida Esther Bendaán, quien desde un principio, desde hace exactamente 15 años, ella apoyó en todo momento a Yad Vashem? Gracias, Esther. A los miembros de la comisión de la designación de los justos. Está escrito en nuestra sagrada escritura, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. Justicia, justicia perseguirás. ¿Por qué debemos de decir dos veces Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof? Justicia, justicia perseguirás. Queridos amigos, el llevar a cabo la justicia es sumamente difícil. ¿Y quién más que los miembros de esta maravillosa comisión lo saben? Amigos todos presentes aquí, amigos de Yad Vashem, querida Irene, querida Dimbal, esta es una ceremonia muy emotiva y particular por varias razones. Es la primera en este recién año estrenado 5775 según el calendario judío, que se lleva aquí, en la Plaza de los Justos. Es la primera vez que se celebra en este maravilloso jardín donde nos encontramos renacido tras inclemencia de la nieve y el fuego. Es un acto que trae definitivamente el nombre de don Sebastián Romero Radigales al conjunto de Justo entre las Naciones por su valentía, su sensibilidad que permitieron que varias centenas de judíos sefaradíes no se engrosaran las macabras listas de asesinados durante la Shoah. Finalmente, y sobre todo, hace tan especial este día el que sea la nieta de don Sebastián Romero Radigales, nuestra querida Elena, quien reciba de Yad Vashem el merecido reconocimiento de su abuelo, de su nono, porque abuelo de los sefaradim, sobre todo de los barcanes, lo llamamos nono y nona, que es también un reconocimiento a toda su familia, al legado de sabiduría y honestidad que les otorga su memoria. Elena Colito Castelli está hoy en Israel como símbolo de esa filiación insustituible que se teje entre abuelos y nietos, en la que reconocemos a los abuelos como guardianes de tradiciones, historias, certezas y futuros. Los nietos de los justos entre las naciones son herederos de bastones de sabiduría, del agradecimiento de todo el pueblo judío y del Estado de Israel, de una lucha de la que todos aprendemos a diario. La medalla, querida Elena, y el diploma que lleva a su terruño nuestra querida Elena, representan el sagrado sentido de la vida, ese que comienza con nuestros antepasados, que llega a nosotros y que a la vez transmitimos a generaciones venideras, como por ejemplo la presencia aquí de tus hijos Irene y Giorgio, que están aquí presentes. Gracias, Irene, por estar aquí. Y cuando digo que transmitimos a generaciones venideras, y tal como está escrito, Kach como Shekatuv Besefer Kohelet, Pasuk, 17, Perek 6, Ateret Zekenim Benemanim, la corona de los abuelos la forman sus nietos. Y don Sebastián Romero Radicales, si estuviese, y estoy más que segura, aquí, entre nosotros, creo que se sentiría muy orgulloso, no solo de la misión de vida que cumplió en épocas difíciles, sino también de saber que su nieta Elena comprende y valora a cabalidad su esfuerzo, los peligros que corrió en pos de sus convicciones. Y con permiso de mi querido amigo, señor embajador, nuestra hermosa lengua castellana ha admitido la palabra abuelidad. Bien valdría la pena reconocer otra como nietitud, que abarque, ya sabe usted qué misión le espera, la Real Academia, a ver si nos los acepta, que abarque la vastedad de recibir y hacer perdurar un legado tan valioso e inmesurable como el de don Sebastián Romero Radicales. Querida Elena, te agradecería si puedes acercarte, por favor. No vamos a llorar, no vamos a llorar. Tal como empecé, varios días atrás, celebramos el nuevo año 5775, que felicitamos diciendo en hebreo, Shana Tova Umetuka, te deseamos un nuevo año próspero, bueno y dulce, a ella y a todos ustedes, queridos amigos, y por ello, te obsequio de las abejas de Israel este frasquito de miel. Gracias. Y para no entretenerlos más, sobre todo para aquellos que no saben español, para finalizar, te prometo, querida Elena, que llegando a España, recientemente viajaré, iré a visitar la tumba de tu nono en el cementerio de San Justo y depositaré sobre ella, según la costumbre, una piedra que tú escogiste del jardín de los justos. Esta es una costumbre que entre los sefaradí no ponemos flores, pero sí ponemos una piedra como constancia de que al difunto se le ha visitado. Toda rabá, merci beaucoup, thank you very much, muchas gracias por vuestra asistencia.
Muchas gracias, Perla. And now I am very honored to invite His Excellency, the Ambassador of Spain, to speak to us. Please.
I always learn something in Yad Vashem. Today I learn about Avalida Anititut. Mrs. Elena Stenfeld, Mrs. Elena Colito Castelli and members of her family, Mr. Isaac Rebach and members of his family, dear friends, Shalom Ubraha. It is truly an honor to represent Spain today in this homage to Sebastián de Romero Radigales, blessed be his memory, recognized as a righteous among the nations. Sebastián de Romero Radigales arrived to Athens as the new Consul General of Spain in April 1943, when the deportation of Thessalonica's Jews had already begun. Since his arrival, he put every effort in protecting and saving the Sephardic Jews of Athens and Thessalonica, using a decree of 1924 offering Spanish nationality to Sephardic Jews, like Sanz Briz and other Spanish diplomats had done. Tirelessly negotiating with the German and his own authorities, he acted well beyond his duties as a diplomat. Despite the passiveness of the Spanish government or the attempts by the German ambassador in Athens to fold his noble efforts, Romero Radigales managed to save hundreds of lives. It is truly a personal satisfaction as a Spanish ambassador to see another Spanish diplomat recognized by Yad Vashem. All Spanish diplomats, and there are several of us among the audience today, feel extremely proud of Sebastián de Romero Radigales and all his colleagues who saved so many Jews from persecution, joining Ángel Sanz Briz, Eduardo Proper de Callejón, and José Ruiz Santaella. Allow me to mention other Spanish diplomats who also saved Jews from the Holocaust, such as Bernardo Roland de Miota in Paris, Julio Palencia in Sofia, José Rojas in Bucharest, or Javier Martínez de Bedoya in Lisbon, who we hope will be recognized in the future also as righteous among the nations. And it is an honor and privilege having Isaac Rebach, one of the Jews from Thessalonica saved by Sebastián, among us today. There is nothing more honorable than saving a human life, and every person can make a difference. Sebastián proved that. The action taken by him and the colleagues I mentioned, often against the instructions from Madrid or the authorities before which they were accredited, can be considered as an example of tikkun olam, that essential concept of Judaism that was commented by both Maimonides and Yehuda Levi, two philosophers from the golden age of Jewish culture, which flourished in Sepharad. Romero Radicales and some other Spanish diplomats took discreet action in order to mend the world, to prevent the destruction of civilized society, as part of humanity's shared responsibility to heal and transform the world. Spain is very proud of its Jewish cultural heritage. The history of Spain cannot be understood without the history of the Spanish Jews who contributed to the development of our country. Spain's ties with the Jewish world are not limited to our fellow Spaniards, members of the Spanish Jewish community, nor to the Sephardic in the diaspora. Let me say, by the way, that the Federation of the Jewish Communities in Spain shares the happiness and the joy that we feel with this celebration. We feel a great closeness to Jewish communities wherever they are and whatever the origin, because we know that we share a common moral heritage. That is why there is a public institution in Spain, like Centro Sefarad Israel, whose director, Miguel de Lucas, came from Madrid to join us today. The Spanish government is strongly committed and has a firm policy against anti-Semitism. In 2008, Spain joined the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. The new basic law for the national education system includes the historical study of the Shoah as part of the curriculum for Spanish schools. The criminal code is being amended to incorporate a more robust action against intolerance through the crime of genocide denial. And the Parliament is also debating an amendment of the nationality law, which will allow persons of Sephardic ancestry to reclaim Spanish citizenship. Every 27th of January, Holocaust Remembrance Day has been commemorated, the past three, through a solemn state ceremony at the Spanish Senate. Sebastián de Romero Radicales is a moral example for all of us. I thank Yad Vashem once again for recognizing him as a righteous among the nations. Bendita sea su memoria, blessed be his memory. Shana tova, toda rabba.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador. You spoke of education, and Yad Vashem is committed to education, and we put it as a very high priority. So I think on behalf of Yad Vashem, I can assure you, Elena, you, Isaac, and all the others, that we will continue to impart the story of this very courageous diplomat. And perhaps you, Mr. Ambassador, being a diplomat yourself, can appreciate more than anyone else the difficulty, the challenges that he was facing in those dark days. So we are committed to continue to preserve the memory and to educate, to document, and the story is not ending here today. We will now proceed to the wall of honor where the name of your grandfather is engraved for the unveiling, and we will ask Mr. Revach and you to unveil it. But I just want to say that it's a name on a wall which will be preserved forever in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem, as you know, is the eternal city. So this is a promise. But it will not be only a name on the wall. We have already put the story on the internet in Spanish, in English, I believe in Hebrew, and the story will continue to resonate here on the Mount of Remembrance and everywhere else. So now I kindly ask you to proceed, go around this wall, up to the wall where we will do the unveiling, and afterwards we will take some photos of your family, and then we have refreshments offered for all our guests.